Here's a look at your KLAM news for this Saturday. The Lamar's YMCA will host its annual sprint triathlon today. Participants from several states will compete in three different areas. Contestants will begin by swimming 300 yards, followed up by a 15-mile bike race, and then the final leg of the triathlon has the contestants running a 5K. Each contestant will wear an electronic microchip, which allows for each individual to be electronically timed. The event is being held at the Lamar's YMCA and outdoor swimming pool. And because of the sprint triathlon, 12th Street Southeast will be closed to traffic this morning. Road construction crews have been busy paving the northbound lanes of Highway 75 between Sioux City and Hinton this week. The Iowa Department of Transportation is announcing that County Road C-70 at U.S. Highway 75 near Hinton will reopen to traffic at noon today, weather permitting. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to always drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. And as in the case in all work zones, drivers should stay alert and allow ample space between vehicles and always wear your seatbelt. The Clay County Fair at Spencer will begin its 9-day run starting today. Jeremy Parsons is the executive director of the Clay County Fair and says there's plenty to see at this year's fair.
Well, you know, lots of new things, whether it's the 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit, which takes people back to September 11th, 2001, Moto Maniacs, which is a thrill show that we're excited to bring every day to the fair. Lots of capital improvements on the ground. Tiny Town, which is our newest attraction for our youngest fairgoers. There's always something new that I think people will enjoy at this year's fair.
One of those new capital improvement projects is the Centennial Plaza.
Centennial Plaza is just a beautiful park right in the middle of our fairgrounds, and the lighting is completed, and it's just a really spectacular place at night. But during the day, it's home to the Northwest Bank Stage, and as I mentioned, Tiny Town, which is our new attraction, interactive educational experience for our youngest fairgoers.
Parsons says that fair attendees will also appreciate this year's entertainment lineup.
$200,000 in free entertainment for this year's fair at both the Farmers Bank Stage and the Northwest Bank Stages. And then, of course, some spectacular concerts at night in the grandstand. Foreigner, Michael W. Smith, Country Gold, John Party, Iowan, and the American Idol winner, Maddie Poppy. So those concerts, plus the season championships for the Outlaw Track and Tractor Pull, the Big Air ATV Tour, and IMCA Stock Car Racing makes for 9 great nights in the Sleep Number Grandstand.
Parking is free on the north side of the fairgrounds, and admission is just $10 for adults. Children under the age of 12 are also free. Tradition dictates that it rains sometime during the Clay County Fair, and rain is in part of today's weather forecast, but Parsons says the fair is prepared for any type of adverse weather conditions.
You know, and that's even going to be easier for you this year to get around. We've invested nearly $30,000 in new asphalt on the fairgrounds, so hard-surfaced roads. So even if it's a little rainy outside, we've got 500 commercial vendors indoors for you to enjoy, as well as all of our thousands of competitive exhibits. So always something to do at the fair, whether it's raining or not.
Earlier this week, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig appeared before the Plymouth County Farm Bureau membership. Following his address, KLAM News asked Naig if the recent trade agreement with Japan would lead the way for other trade agreements, such as the U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreement.
Well, absolutely. It's one of those pieces of good news that we think is very possible. And so really, when we've been thinking about trade, we think a lot about the USMCA, of course, the US-Mexico-Canada agreement, NAFTA 2.0, and we really need to see passage of that here when Congress comes back after the August recess. Really important for Iowa. Canada and Mexico are our number one and number two trading partners. Very important to get this done. We think a lot about China, of course. Big market for us, but we obviously have been unable to secure a deal. The Chinese have walked away from the table, at least temporarily. We hope that that can come to fruition sometime soon.
The Iowa Agriculture Secretary says that the U.S. needs to play offense when it comes to trade agreements. He says the recent Japan trade agreement will benefit Iowa farmers and agricultural businesses, but he says we are still a step behind since the United States did not enter the Pacific Trade Agreement.
And then we've always talked about the need to go play offense on trade, to enhance agreements that we have or to find new agreements. Japan's a great example of where Japan's an incredibly important agriculture market for us. It's our number one pork market by value. And yet, we are now at a greater and greater disadvantage in Japan because they moved ahead with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The news that we have agreed in principle to a deal with Japan is great news for us and for Iowa in particular, from a pork, a beef, and a corn standpoint. So we know that there's still some work to do to get that deal across the line, but we're very encouraged, and I think this is one of those bright spots in the trade conversation.
On Thursday evening, local agricultural groups, along with extension personnel from the Plymouth and Woodbury County Extension, hosted the event Dine at the County Line, which was a platform to discuss food production and a chance to set the record straight in terms of dispelling some of the myths with food production and misleading labeling. NAGG says more of such events need to take place in order to tell consumers the story of agriculture.
Well, first of all, I commend the groups that are involved in this. This is exactly the kind of dialogue that we need to be having on this topic. So you mentioned the state fair. We had a farm-to-fair event where we paired farmers with non-farmers just to have a meal together and talk about what happens on the farm, but answer the questions that folks might have. You know, this is more than us just telling people what we want them to hear about agriculture. What we really need to be doing is having a dialogue, having a conversation. Listen to what's on the mind of that consumer and then help them understand and then talk about why we do what we do on our farms. I think that's what we need is more connectivity, more conversation, more discussion. And, you know, the other thing is to have our farmers tell their story about what they do in their operation and what it means to them. I think they're our best ambassadors for agriculture, and events like that are a good thing to continue to do.
That is a look at your KLEM News here on this Saturday morning.